And what about your father's mother last year?
That's my grandmother.
Yeah.
We call her It started out, you know, when my brother and I were born, my grandparents told my mother and father that they wanted us to call them Mama and Papa. Mm-hmm. But Papa just got shortened to Papa, and instead of calling Mama, call her just It's not, we don't say it's
Right. What about your other grandparents? Do you have different names for them?
I never did know either one of them.
Oh, I see. Okay. A man's sons and his daughters are his
children.
Okay. What about a name that a child might be known by just within his family? Not his given name, but
his nickname?
Yeah. You ever heard that called a pet name?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing?
Pet name, yeah, same thing.
Okay. Did you have one?
No.
Okay. This thing that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down, the thing has wheels, you know. You'd go outside with it, you'd call
stroller.
It.
Stroller?
Yeah. What would you say you're going to do? I believe I'll put the baby in the stroller and go out and...
Stroller.
Talking about, say if a man has three children, one's 20, one's 15, one's 10, talking about them in terms of being grown up, you'd say the one that's 20 is the?
The oldest.
Okay, the oldest. And if you had to use that expression, grown up, you'd say he's the grown up.
The most grown up.
All right. A man's children consists of his sons and his?
Daughters.
Or his boys and his?
Girls.
All right. A woman that's going to have a baby, you say she's?
Pregnant.
Yeah. Any other terms you've heard?
Expecting.
Yeah, okay. Pregnant, expecting. You ever heard somebody say she's in the family way?
No.
Okay. Any crude or joking terms? Well, let's say if she's not married. Have you ever heard anybody use any kind of expression to, you know, describe her condition?
No, she's pregnant and she's not married.
Okay. Knocked up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Could you say that?
Oh, that's knocked up. That's just getting pregnant.
Doesn't matter. She could be married?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Have you ever heard of a woman that would be available to assist in the delivery of a baby if a doctor's not available?
A midwife.
Yeah. Okay. Say if a boy has the same color eyes, the same color hair, maybe his nose is shaped the same as his father, you say that the boy
is the image of his father.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or the boy blank his father.
Looks like his father.
Right. A woman who
fingers his father.
Okay. Say a woman who has had three children, she has looked after them until they're grown. You say that the woman has three children.
Raised.
Okay. And to a child who's misbehaved, you say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you
a whipping.
Mm-hmm. And a boy who is 2 inches taller this year than he was last, you say, you sure did
grow.
All right. Or he
has grown.
Mm-hmm.
He grew a lot.
Okay. All right. What about, have you ever heard a term people use to describe a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Yeah. Anything that might strike you as a bit crude?
No, not really.
Bastard.
No, I don't ever refer to it like that.
Yeah, okay. But you have heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, what about this comparative of this word? You say Peggy is a loving child, but Jane is a lot. She's even more so than Peggy. Peggy's a loving child, but Jane's a lot.
A lot more loving.